Come on in. You know, it's been a few days. You must really be enjoying your work here to be too busy to come in and say hi to your boss. At least I hope it's that. Otherwise, the only reason I can think for you not coming in here is you've been avoiding me. But it couldn't be that, could it? Clearly smart enough to understand that this business isn't going to survive without open lines of communication. How am I going to help you unless you tell me exactly what you need? And more importantly, how are you going to be an asset to this company unless I'm able to clearly state what I need from you? Yes, I know work is essentially over. That's the perfect time for a little heart-to-heart between us. I'm a busy man too, people in and out of the office constantly, but the difference between you and I is that I care enough to make the time for new employees, help acclimate them to the job, break them in. Well, today is a bad day for you to stay after, huh? Well, I think I'd known that if you stopped by and communicated your after-work schedule. Unfortunately, you were nowhere to be found these past couple days, so I just went ahead and scheduled you for today. If I was not made aware of any scheduling conflicts prior to our meeting, then I really can't excuse you, regardless of whatever important activity you're engaged in this evening. What are you doing, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, dinner with the boyfriend. Where at? Anywhere fancy? Oh. Good choice of restaurant. Excellent ceviche there. Did he pick it or you? Oh, I'm surprised. At least he has excellent taste in restaurants. Tell you what. Since I'm going to continue to be accommodating despite your frankly terrible communication skills, I'm going to let you give your boyfriend a call real quick. Let him know you might have to push back that res just a skosh. First, you're going to explain to me exactly what the fuck you are wearing today. Yeah, I know what day of the week it is, you stupid cunt. That's not what I asked you. Casual Friday. Cheryl told you it was Casual Friday, and that's why you're in here in a pair of fucking jeans like a goddamn mother of three instead of a skirt like I explicitly fucking told you to wear. You know why Cheryl participates in Casual Friday? You know the real difference between Cheryl and you? Cheryl fucking matters. Cheryl fucking listens. You don't listen, and frankly, you don't matter. Take those fucking jeans off before you embarrass me any further. Yes, and the fucking panties, too. You shouldn't even be wearing those. And your shirt. You know, the building's fucking empty. You can bitch all you want. There isn't a single soul here who is going to care, me least of all. Good. Turn around for me. Let me tell you, after the way you acted these past couple days, you're lucky I don't just make your new dress code this. Parade you around the building like a fucking office whore. You're lucky I'm so accommodating. Thank me. Thank me for being so accommodating. Good girl. Now, come over here, behind my desk, and just sit right down here on my lap, and let's give your boyfriend the call. No, not like that. Open your fucking legs and sit. Good girl. There you go. So tight. Wet around my cock. Does that feel good? You don't have to lie to me. I know it feels good. Cunt doesn't lie. Now dial. Fucking dial his number and don't you fucking move. Just like that. It's ringing. Good. Now be a good girl and tell him you're working late. Good girl. Good girl. You just stay right there. You don't fucking move an inch. I can feel how wet your cunt is. Does your boyfriend get you this wet? I bet he doesn't. I bet he has no idea what a fucking little slut you are, sitting on your boss's lap, letting him put his cock inside you for a fucking 401k. I told you not to fucking move. Play with your cunt. Play with your cunt while I'm inside you. Belongs to me. Your entire filthy body belongs to me, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. Was that? You don't want me to come inside you? Then you better beg, and hope you're a better beggar than you are a liar. Beg me. Beg me to come all over that whore face of yours instead of that cunt. Louder. I want to hear how bad you want it. I'm close. You better fucking convince me soon. Alright. Good girl. Get down on your fucking knees. Is this where you want it? All over your face. Open your fucking mouth and stick your tongue out. Here. Good girl. You're not going to be skipping any more meetings with me, are you? I didn't think so. Get dressed and get the fuck out of here. And tonight, when you go home and you kiss that little boyfriend of yours, you remember whose cum you just swallowed. You remember what's all over your face right now. You belong to me. And don't you ever fucking forget that. Now get out of here. Got a reservation myself.